is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Biden says he is out of the 2024 presidential race and endorses Vice President Harris to be the Democratic nominee. Supporters in Washington, D.C. held a thank you President Biden rally.
I support President Biden. We're excited to rally behind Vice President Harris.
Harris has been busy today saying she hopes to earn the nomination. CBS's Nicole Killian has more on that.
The vice president has really been working the phones for the better part of the day, of reaching out and speaking with a number of congressional members and leaders, everyone from Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries to the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus.
The Association of State Democratic Committees, the group that supports state Democratic Party, said that the, quote, overwhelming majority of state Democratic Party chairs and leaders have endorsed Harris as of this evening, with some states' delegate slates already voting to support her nomination at the convention. CBS's Robert Costa has more on Harris's way forward.
Will Harris have the political room to assert herself, or will President Biden be hovering over her shoulder at every turn? Democrats now are in a vulnerable position, but also they feel a positive position to turn it back to the issues they want to talk about, but they need to really establish her as the nominee before she can actually take on Trump and make that case.
As of 2 hours ago, the Democratic grassroots organization Act Blue says it has raised $46.7 million since Biden's withdrawal statement. Harris will have to choose a running mate either before or after winning the nomination.
The names on the short list that we're looking at are Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina, Mark Kelly, senator from Arizona, Josh Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania, maybe Andy Beshear, governor of Kentucky. Those are the four names we're hearing the most.
CBS's Doug Sovereign. Former President Donald Trump and his new running mate are reacting to the new look of the presidential race, as CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us.
On Truth Social, former President Trump said, quote, Crooked Joe just got knocked out, so now I'll have to do it a fourth time. His VP running mate, J.D. Vance, also posting on social media, saying Joe Biden has been the worst president in my lifetime, and Kamala Harris has been right there with him every step of the way.
Zoos in hot weather states are working hard to keep their animals cool. Mike Terrell is with the Palm Beach Zoo and Conservation Society.
A lot of people don't realize that tigers love to swim, so they actually spend a lot of time in the water. But when they're really warm, what we'll do is we'll make special treats for them. So we'll take a bone and freeze it in a block of ice.
Zookeepers also say that they are showering giant tortoises with cool water, and those animals can feel that right through their shells. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-948-5880. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-948-5880.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Add another issue to the problems Boeing is experiencing. CBS's Heather Bosch reports.
Members of the International Association of Machinists Local, based in Seattle, have voted to sanction a strike should contract talks with Boeing fail. The union's not only demanding better pay, but a reduction in mandatory overtime at a time when Boeing is already behind on deliveries. It slowed production because of problems like the door panel blowout on a 737 in January. The union says it is also pushing for additional quality and safety measures. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Seattle.
Moviegoers ran toward the tornadoes this weekend, propelling Twisters to a blockbuster opening. $80.5 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates. Universal also had the number two movie in the country with Despicable Me 4. It added $23.8 million. Third place went to Inside Out 2. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny, 76 for Monday. Partly cloudy and 66 Monday night. 80 degrees and mostly sunny on your Tuesday. Chance of an afternoon storm. Stormy Tuesday night, a low around 67.
It's 67 right now.
Stay. Oh, Monday, Monday. a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Makes you think all the world's a sunny day. girls I knew when I was single. Brought them all together for one night. I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today I'm going to talk about personal finance persistence, or grit, or as I like to think about it, stick-to-itiveness. Stick-to-itiveness is not only about doing monthly regular money chores like checking your budget, it's also about accomplishing bigger money tasks. You know, like imagine closing a bank account and then moving your cash to another bank account with a higher interest rate. You know it's a good idea, but ugh, you also know it's probably going to be a big hassle. Well, it's worth noting that there's a reason why most companies don't make this stuff easy. Because when it's hard, you pay them. Maybe in fees, maybe just because it's complicated, so they're hoping you'll give up and leave it. They make more off of you giving up. The key to navigating this stuff is persistence. Get the information you need, decide what you want to do, and then persist and persist and persist through all the hold times and other nonsense until you get it done. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You got
news, and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Bye. Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Inside, outside,
Pacific Palisades.
Inside, outside,
Santa Fe,
and
inside.
I was to say to you, so long. As I have wandered through this world, as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never know.
A wind of a loss of tenderness.